Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason Green Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
But you already know that because you're an amazing patron, you're an amazing super fan, and you helped decide to help this podcast out, help keep us going, help keep the lights on. Ashley, Green Lantern has a movie.
He theoretically, yeah.
No, I mean, he did. He had a movie with Ryan Reynolds.
You could call it a movie.
Taika Waititi.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think of it? What'd you think of that movie?
I thought Taika Waititi was really charming in it.
Really? That's it?
I thought Mark Strong was a great Sinestro.
There you go. There you go. That's the thing to talk about if you're going to talk about anything in that movie.
I thought the suit looked like fucking shit.
I don't think the suit looks that bad. I think the mask looks really bad.
I think the suit looks bad.
Oh, see, I think the suit looks cool.
I think Ryan Reynolds is a terrible choice.
Yeah, he's not great.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't even remember most of that movie.
I can tell you about
most
of the movie.
I think he fights a cloud.
You forgot about, he does. Parallax is a cloud.
Yeah.
Voiced by Clancy Brown, I think.
Yeah. And like Hector Hammond is like,
gets taken out like a punk.
A dude with a big bald head in that.
He's one of the Skarsgårds.
One of the...
He's Peter Skarsgård.
I don't know which one is which. I'm not going to lie.
The ugliest one.
I don't know which one is... I also don't think any of them are attractive. So one of the Gossip Girls is in it and she's like pretending that she can act for a while.
I don't know who you're talking about.
The girl who plays Carol Ferris is from Gossip Girl.
Cool.
I think they got married.
They did. Blake Lively?
Is that her name?
I don't know. I think so.
She's terrible, but she has the best line in the whole movie where she's like, oh, Hal, it's you? And he's like, how did you know? And she's like, I've seen you naked. You think because you cover your cheekbones, I don't know who you are? And then that's the best part of the whole movie.
Yep. That mask also, that was the movie for me that proves that domino masks don't work in movies. Like, they do not hide your identity at all.
I mean, no.
They
no,
do
no,
not
no,
hide
no.
your identity.
You would
do
need,
not work.
You would need a crab mask that covers most of your face.
And that's what the thing, like, oh, they should have given Hal his crab mask. All right, so I don't want to talk about all about that movie, but I just wanted to introduce that idea. Ashley, let's talk about Green Lantern coming back in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
So they've announced Green Lantern Corps.
Mm-hmm.
We saw Green Lantern in Justice League, an old Green Lantern. DC seems gun-shy to bring back Green Lantern, which I sort of understand when you have this really, really trashy movie that's out there. How would you like to bring back Green Lantern? How would you like to see a live? Now, here, I'll even propose
that's
this idea.
Really hard question.
Well, I'd like to propose this idea to you. Would you rather right now see Green Lantern get a Green Lantern Corps movie like they're talking about? Or would you rather them introduce Green Lantern into the Arrowverse?
I don't want Green Lantern in the Arrowverse.
Okay.
The only way I would like a Green Lantern in the Arrowverse is if it's an alien lantern on Legends of Tomorrow.
Okay.
Or maybe Supergirl, but I
could do Aubyn Sir on Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah, but like I don't want Hal. I know we've seen like Jordan in Arrow.
We've seen Ferris Air and we've seen Jordan's jacket.
I don't want a human Green Lantern.
Okay, okay.
In the Arrowverse. I really, really don't. I just want the Ray is what I want in the Arrowverse.
Okay.
I
mean, just a different version of a Green Lantern, but sure.
Yeah, but it, like he's great.
Sure.
And we already have him, so like why? Why would you Green Lantern?
So what type of movie? I'm not asking you to pitch the movie, of course, because that's an impossible writing exercise. But,
yeah, yeah.
But I mean, what do you want from the movie? Do you like this idea of this making it a Jon Stewart, Hal Jordan team up movie?
I wouldn't make it Hal Jordan, but I understand from a branding perspective how it has to be Hal Jordan.
Well, would you make it with all four? Because here's the thing. You're never not going to have Hal Jordan in this movie. That's
just
the sad thing about
it. I just really don't care for Hal Jordan that much. If that's not been really evident over the course of the... I just think Hal's not a great character. And I think that even unintentionally, I think you kind of pointed that out.
Yeah.
And again, being told someone's great doesn't mean they're great. I'm sorry to anyone who really thinks that character's great. I'm happy for you. And I don't mean to take away from your feelings of that. I think revisiting Jon Stewart is important because, first of all, the Justice League is super white. And then Jon Stewart defined Green Lantern for an entire generation of people in the animated series. And I think to
Justice League, the animated series, yeah.
Yeah. And I think to nod to that legacy is smart.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the idea.
So would you rather just have it be a Jon Stewart led movie?
I would, yeah.
Okay, it's just Jon Stewart.
I would rather just be Jon Stewart, but by losing Hal, you lose Sinestro, and I think Sinestro is great.
Mm-hmm. I'm even of the opinion to keep Mark Strong as Sinestro.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's in makeup. Who cares?
He's more bald than ever.
Yep.
Yeah. Why not?
I don't care that he's playing Dr. Savannah and Shazam.
Paint him pink. And
he can still be painted pink.
Totally.
Who cares?
And I think I get that you don't want to borrow a ton of elements from the original Green Lantern movie, but I think the fall of Sinestro and his friendship and conflict with Hal would be a good thing to start with. The thing that you always hear pitched about that movie is buddy cop. And the thing that makes me nervous about that is it's going to be real jokey.
Mm.
I don't need Green Lantern to be hard-boiled cop drama, but I don't need it to be like Will Ferrell and Marky Mark, that movie either.
I don't think you're going to go that far.
When I hear buddy cop, that's what that evokes for me.
Okay.
And I think that the struggle with Green Lantern is going to be tone, because you need to treat this mythology seriously and as seriously as the narrative demands. But you also have to be like, but guys, one of the Green Lanterns is straight up a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And one is a chipmunk. And I think that you have to honor both sides.
One's a diamond that talks.
One is a planet.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a tougher balance to strike than what you're trying to strike with maybe the Trinity of characters.
Well, I kind of think that, to me, the tone that I would like would be something like the Lethal Weapon movies, which I don't think... Have you seen the Lethal Weapon movies?
No.
So the Lethal Weapons movies have jokes in them.
Isn't one of the Glovers in that?
Yeah, Danny Glover. He's the lead.
Oh, there you go.
Because the movie is Danny Glover, Mel Gibson.
Cool.
And it's directed by Richard Donner.
Mm.
So, and I believe Geoff Johns worked on like Lethal Weapon 4, if I remember right.
Because he used to work for the
Donners.
Because
he was a PA for the Donners. Lethal Weapon 1... is the one I would use the example for, because they got jokier as they went on. Lethal Weapon 4 is a comedy, and I dislike it a lot. But Lethal Weapon 1 and 2 are pretty decent action movies.
Mm-hmm.
They're cop movies, and they have jokes peppered in. Now, the jokes come from the characters, because Mel Gibson is very similar to Hal Jordan. He's a crazy man, and he does all these bad mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And Danny Glover, I could see, especially if you played it like a Jon Stewart, Danny Glover is constantly like, oh, man, I'm like 6 years from my retirement. Can we just kind of play it safe?
You want please? Like a senior Jon Stewart?
Yes, I want Jon Stewart to be the elder Lantern.
That's interesting, because I have two casting choices, and I'm pretty sure that my Jon Stewart casting choice is younger than my Hal Jordan one.
Do you have casting choices for both?
I do, yeah.
I would love to hear them. I don't have casting choices for either.
So my Hal Jordan casting choice is the obvious one that everybody thinks is going to play Hal
Armie
Jordan.
Armie Hammer. Yep, I'm in.
I think he's great.
Yep.
I don't give a shit. Keep him blonde.
He doesn't have to change anything.
No, like,
well, Ryan Reynolds didn't change his hair either, so
no, but Ryan Reynolds' hair is like kind of brown. Like Armie Hammer is like straight up a blonde,
sure,
you know.
Sure.
I think you want Hal. You want to understand why people like Hal, and I think Armie Hammer is the perfect mix of like charm and actually attractive to do that.
Perfect.
I think he's become a great actor.
Yes.
And I think he would make a great superhero. I would love for Jon Stewart to be played by Trevante Rhodes, who, if you are Moonlight fans. From last year, he's the eldest version of the lead of Moonlight, like the gangster version that you meet in the
oldest one
in the third act.
He is 28. He's pretty young.
He's young. He stated he wants to play a superhero again. I think he is conventionally attractive. I think he looks
interesting.
He looks really tough, and we know that he can play tough, and we know that he can bring a weight to his performance.
As seen in Moonlight.
So I think if he was younger than Armie Hammer, but able to play a different maturity level?
I would buy him. If you told me that he was 40 and you told me that Hal was 30, I'd buy it.
Yeah.
Especially with those two actors, I'd buy it.
So, and I think he's a rising star who deserves a shot at being a superhero.
Sure.
And Jon Stewart is, I mean, it's not like they can't race bend anything, and it's not like we're not getting another Black Panther movie. But Jon Stewart's a role I'd like to see him in.
Well, just the way that their characters are in the comic books, it just makes more sense to me to make Hal the rookie.
I agree. I agree. And we're never going to get Idris Elba, so.
No, we're never getting Idris Elba. And to be honest with you, I kind of think he's almost too old now to be that part.
I mean, he's 50, right?
He's maybe in his mid-50s. He's up there now, I think.
Is he older than Daniel Craig?
We're
doing a lot of Googling, guys.
We are doing a lot of Googling. I'm sorry. Wow, I'm wrong. He's 45.
Ooh.
He's pretty gray for 45, my friend.
Oh, he is. He's a very
you could have told me you could have told me Idris was 55 and I would believe it.
You could tell me he's anywhere from 35 to 55 and I'd be like, okay. Yeah, you're right.
So I retract my statement. I don't Idris Elba is not too old to play Jon Stewart because we have Robert Downey who's like 53.
Yeah, but like RDJ should have retired after Avengers 2. Yeah. Like we can all agree on that, right?
So Idris could be, but Idris won't be.
No, he won't be Jon Stewart.
I don't think that they're going to do that.
He's going to finish out his Marvel time and then he's going to work until he gets an Oscar.
I like both of your choices. Yeah. I think your choice for Jon Stewart, because I've always just had in my head that Common would be a good Jon Stewart. Mm-hmm. And when I first heard that he wanted the part too,
yeah.
he actively petitioned for it.
Yeah, he's gone out and tried to make it happen.
And originally when I saw him, I was like, oh, I don't know about it. But if you've ever watched Hell on Wheels on AMC mm-hmm. or you've seen John Wick 2, Common can do it now. He's grown to be a really good actor.
I think I would cast Common, but I'd cast him as one of the aliens.
Oh, really?
I'd make him like a Tomar Ray or a Tomar 2.
Oh, weird. He'd be a good Kilowog if you did it mocap.
You think he's got the voice for it?
Yes.
I don't know.
Common's voice is low.
I don't know his speaking voice that well.
His voice
I didn't
is
watch
real
Helen Wheels.
Low.
Great.
And he goes real slow.
But I think he would be, I think he has an interesting face.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he'd be fun as one of the aliens.
You know, it's interesting because that's the one thing that the Ryan Reynolds Green Lantern movie got perfectly is that I think they cast all three of the aliens perfectly. Like Jeffrey Rush as is he Tomar Ray?
Tomar Ray
is perfect. Mark Strong as Sinestro is great. Mm-hmm. And Michael Clark Duncan as Kilowog is awesome. And to be honest with you, I love that they cast the Jango Fett actor as Aubyn Sur. Uh-huh. I thought he did a good job. Although now I think I would actually cast the name as Aubyn Sur.
I'd cast Andy Serkis.
Oh, that's a good choice. Mm-hmm. No, I want Andy Serkis to be the Guardians.
Yeah, oh yeah. He's every guardian.
He's every guardian.
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
that's
I want
fine.
Him
yeah.
to be Ganthet.
Yeah.
And I want him to be every guardian. Mm-hmm. He mocaps every one of them. So I don't know. I would like somebody awesome to be Aubyn Sur. You know who would make an interesting Aubyn Sur, but he would never do it in a million years. But because Aubyn Sur could just be a cameo.
Yeah.
Mark Rylance.
Oh, you might get Mark Rylance. Yeah. He'd be dope.
Because all you got to do is tell him, like, all you got to do is your death scene. That's
yeah.
it. All you got to do is your death scene.
I also think he's on Black Lightning right now. I think Damon Gupton would be great.
Damon Gupton.
He's Henderson.
Oh, yeah. He'd be good.
I think he'd be good. Good.
He'd
he
be
also
good.
Has a cool voice.
He, by the way, would also be a great Jon Stewart, by the way.
He would if you were going to... it's not like he couldn't bulk up, but I don't think of him as a buff guy, you want them to be like...
But they won't cast him now that he's been Black Lightning.
No. When they first announced that they were doing the Green Lantern Corps, like everyone, myself included, was like, why isn't David Ramsey Jon Stewart?
Oh, right. Yeah.
But he's got a good thing going with Arrow.
Yeah. I think that... Yeah, because... I think if you go with a Lethal Weapon 1 type of tone, I think this could be an enjoyable movie. And I think the buddy cop does fit that, where the humor comes from the character interactions and
yes,
not what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because Green Lantern, the Ryan Reynolds one, went too far into the humor and it became stupid. Like when he made a Hot Wheels thing for to save the center, yeah. You were like, are you kidding me here?
I also think that if you're making this movie when you're making this movie, you have to really... Like with Wonder Woman, it has to be insular.
Yep.
Because Green Lantern's a tough sell. It's a lot of mythology, and it's a lot of mythology that is silly that you're asking people to take seriously. And I think tying it too close to other continuity, like if we're assuming it's still happening in the larger Justice League universe, I think is a mistake. Like, I don't need a Batman cameo in it.
Yes, I hate to say it.
I just need a Green Lantern movie.
I think the entire movie needs to be in space.
I agree.
I think do not set it on Earth. And I think if you're...
The only time we go to Earth is I want maybe a flashback with Aubyn Sur.
And I think if you're worried that you're like, oh, that would be too expensive, then what I would do is my solution to that is, okay, you build a lot of practical hallways mm-hmm. for Oa. Oa is actual buildings. Mm-hmm. It's not some weird nebulous dark planet like it was in the original Green Lantern.
Yeah.
And also, if you're worried about, well, them constantly flying around... Give them the Interceptor from the Green Lantern animated series and put Aya in it. So they're when they fly around, put them on a spaceship.
Yeah.
So that way you bring that budget down because you're constantly showing these practical sets.
And who is the voice of Aya?
I don't know.
Linda Carter.
Oh, you mean the movie?
Yeah.
No.
But like you would want to stunt cast that as like some DC legacy actress or like Michelle Pfeiffer or something like that, right? Like someone.
Oh, interesting.
Halle Berry. I don't care.
I'd make it Nicole Kidman.
Great.
Because then you get that Batman Forever kind
of
vibe.
Yeah. You want to, because then you can have her come in, do all her lines mm-hmm. in a day, and you get the cool like, oh.
Oh, she was in that band.
TV shows do really well.
Yeah, which would be a neat, and she's far enough removed, and I think she has a good enough voice
mm-hmm.
that, yeah, I think you make it Nicole Kidman.
That's cool.
I could go yeah.
If Eartha Kitt were still alive, I'd be like, let's
and
do
also,
Kitt.
Again, if they're smart, this movie does nothing but build to... Movie 2 is the Sinestro Core War.
Absolutely, 1,000%.
And then movie 3 is Blackest Night.
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal. Like that. So like to me, I would pull from the Green Lantern animated series and I would make movie 1 is we're going against Atrocitus.
Mm-hmm.
Atrocitus and his terrorist group are killing planets.
Who plays Atrocitus?
It's got to be somebody mocap. Oh, see, maybe should that be Andy Serkis? Should he be Atrocitus over the Guardians?
Maybe.
Because he was an amazing Caesar.
That's true. I think Daniel Craig could be an interesting choice for that part.
Oh, whoever it is, it's mocap.
Yeah.
Daniel Craig. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
He's got a good pedigree for it, too. And you know from James Bond, he doesn't want to do any more stunts. So if it's mocap, you're asking less of him.
Would you rather go... because here's the thing. They could make it... You could make Atrocitus practical. You could,
yeah.
Would Dave Bautista? Because he's a big guy.
He's got a weird shaped head. Yeah, if you could get Dave Bautista from Marvel,
put a Star Trek headpiece on his forehead.
Yeah.
And then just give him a Black Lantern, Red Lantern suit.
Yeah, done.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we made a good movie.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's our Green Lantern 2 ideas.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for all your support. And thank you so much for being a super friend. We really appreciate it. All your support makes a huge, huge difference. So thank you so much. We hope you enjoy this extra stuff that we do. I am Jason Nicole Kidman Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
And thank you for listening, super friends.